I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. Live from the Fanatics Fest at the Javits Center in New York City, it's BT and Sal. Now, here's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata.
Hi, BT. Hi, BT. Here we are live at the Fanatics Fest in New York City. This is incredible, the Javits Center. Live here in New York City, Javits Center, BT and Sal. And, you know, it's a nice setup. Before we get into the Mets stuff, we might as well acknowledge the setup, a different open. I wasn't ready for that.
It's nice.
This is pretty insane. We talked about it for weeks.
Yeah.
And thinking about the setup, and it is incredible here so far. I haven't even had time to check the whole thing out, but it is sick. If you're in the area, or you could take the time this weekend, if you're a sports fan, you should come check
it's
it
incredible.
Out. It's
incredible. I hit the whole thing. First thing that I stumbled upon, Andre the Giant's ring-worn boots.
Ah, it's pretty sick.
It's insane. And they have every sports represented. It's absolutely great. We've got some set up here for the fan. I know Evan Atiki is going to roll through later. We'll have some stuff going on over the weekend. You'll be here tomorrow. It really is. I mean, to me, and I was talking to our boss, Ryan Hurley, about this. You know, he's been to a bunch of Super Bowls. This is like, I mean, it seems five times bigger than Radio Row with the Super Bowl. It's just a massive undertaking, and it just seems like it's very organized and awesome.
Have you ever been here for the All-Star events?
I've been here a few times.
Like, I was here.
A car show.
Who was here? 98, 97, when the All-Star game was at the Garden?
Basketball? 97, I want to say.
Right,
that
so
was.
I remember coming here with my ex-girlfriend. We came and did all the, yeah, exactly.
Where'd you go after it?
But, yeah. I don't remember. No, but that's what it reminds me. And then also for the All-Star game at Citi Field, one was here in 2013.
Yep.
Same thing. I didn't come
to that one.
And speaking of the Mets, and that's where we're going to start.
Should I get out the bugle? Is it time to do a little tap?
Well, I mean, that type of loss, we left the air. The Mets game was still going on, and they had a lead at the time. We were making a big deal out of, you know, who threw out the first pitch, which we don't even need to get into that today. But then, of course, they go out there and blow the game, blow a 5-0 lead and a 6-4 lead. And it's a loss that you can't help but feel like, it's over. But I don't want to say that it's over yet because the Braves lost. They're still two games back.
Yep.
Their percentages, I don't get into that, but it remains basically the same as it was with the loss yesterday. Okay, so they can move forward, sweep the Marlins, whatever. But when I give it some deep thought, and I do that, we talk about it, you know, off the air, and we start thinking about things and why I feel certain ways. And we've talked about this specifically for the entire season. Why don't I trust the core? And there's a reason I don't trust the core. And the reason is because they have proven to be soft. They have proven to not be able to handle the pressure when they need to succeed, whether it is the end of the season in 2022, the postseason in 2022, last year with the expectations, this year to start. Now, they have responded, the 0-5 start, 11 games under 500, but then the pressure was off. And that was the talk. Wow, what do we care? If we lose, what's the difference? We're going to be ripped anyway. So go out there, take the pressure off, and go win. And they did. And now, the second that there's an ounce of pressure on them, which there is because they're choking away a wild card spot, which they were in a lead for, and the Braves are now playing better, you see the Mets start to regress, whether it's a 10-game road trip, whether it's losing 2 of 3 in crushing fashion at home to the A's, whether it's Alonso's number in the clutch, Nimmo falling off a cliff. This core has proven to not be able to handle the pressure. I'm not saying that they won't make it, but that's why I don't believe in them, because they have proven to fail every time there's pressure on them.
I don't blame you. They don't earn the benefit of the doubt in terms of belief. Now, Sal's right. I mean, I think it's easy, and you're going to hear this from some people. Like, I'm sure. And, well, you'll hear them tomorrow. I'm sure if Joe B. was still doing the midday show, that Joe B. would be telling everybody that it's over. And maybe at the end of the day, Joe B. would be right, and I think that it's over, but not because of yesterday. I've been saying for a while, I don't think that the Mets are good enough. This core, though, they haven't earned the right, they haven't earned the trust to say, like, with real conviction that Met fans think they're going to find their way out of this. Like, when anytime you talk about a situation and you have to, like, illuminate other teams playing poorly as a reason why you believe that your team still has a chance, that's not reassuring.
Right.
Like, nobody's sitting here saying, well, the starting pitching is going to go on a heater and Pete's going to smack, you know, 9 or 10 home runs in September, or, you know, this is going to happen and this guy's going to do this. It's really more about, well, it season's not over, because the Braves aren't playing great.
Right.
And that, to me, tells you all you need to know about this Mets team. They're not good enough.
Right. The number one reason why I started to feel like the Mets were going to be a playoff team is because at the time, a few weeks ago, I wasn't taking the Diamondbacks and Padres seriously. And that's my mistake. I admit that. We're not paying attention to them. I knew that they were built to be better. And by the way, that's a different issue where the Braves, Padres, Diamondbacks were all built to be legitimate contenders in the National League. The Mets were not. So when you start to project what's going to happen down the final month of the season, well, those teams are good. Could they fall off? Could they hit a rough patch? Sure, but those teams were supposed to be playoff teams, and now they've corrected their seasons that were going the wrong way. The Mets were not built to be a legitimate contender. They were built to be kind of what they are, a fringe third wild card, which I thought they could get when the Braves started falling off. But now the Braves playing much better, the Mets are going to have to play better. Can they do that? Yeah, and I'm not giving up hope, and here's why. Because this group, and I question the core and the pressure, but they have responded when we buried them many times.
Yep.
So they're not officially buried yet. Two games back, 40 games, whatever it is.
I think it's 41 now.
Okay, there you go, 41 yesterday. Games. So mathematically, everything's still very
100%.
It's all right there in front of them.
Yeah.
And not to sound like Aaron Boone, but it's all right there in front of them.
You guys still have a lane for the postseason.
But when people say, yeah,
come on, don't let that go over your head.
No, I get it.
I know you're worked up, but come on, you got to at least give me a chuckle.
I got it. Right, exactly. Sorry. About bowling. No, but when I say why I don't believe that they will be, I got to give you a reason for it.
Yep.
Similar to the Yankees in the playoffs. Like, you can't just say the Yankees are going to win the World Series. You could hope and think that they have a chance to, but yeah, until they do it in the postseason, how could you trust this group? Because they haven't done it before. Well, until this Mets group looks the Braves eye to eye, and they're going to have to do that because it's Mets versus Braves right now, and beats them, I don't believe that they can.
I wouldn't use the word soft, though. And you used that, a couple of minutes ago here, describing the Mets. I don't think that they're soft. I don't think that they're good enough. And I think, like, a soft team, like what happened the opener of the A's with the relief pitcher mocking the celebrations.
Austin Adams,
your former Met, who was DFA'd, obviously, before the start of the season. And he kind of rescinded some of the words, and he apologized. But we saw the actions, and he was shouting expletives at Alvarez. And he did what he did, right? All the theatrics, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if this was a soft team, I'm not sure that they come out and they win the next game. And they buried. Now, the A's aren't incredibly good, but, like, the Mets did respond. They buried them. They scored a ton of runs. Lindor hit the home run. He did his own mock celebration to let them know, hey, we didn't appreciate that. And then yesterday, the Mets jumped out to a 5-0 lead. So they were ready to play.
Right, but they blew it.
So I don't think that they're soft. Again, I just keep going back to the talent base. Let me look at it this way. So if you were to take, give me an arbitrary, I'll make it an easy number, 10. The top 10 teams based on whether it's run differential, whether it's record, whether it's something else that you want to gravitate to. But generally, the teams, the consensus, the best 10 teams in baseball right now. The Mets obviously are not among that group, mm-hmm. or I shouldn't say obviously. For me, they're not. And I think for most people, they're not. But if you go to those 10 teams, right, and then you take like the 3, 4, 5 best players for the Mets, where are they hitting in those lineups if you were to dump them on those other teams?
Right.
How many Mets right now, you go around the horn, all right, Pete's going to be playing, but who's second? I mean, the center field, right field, I mean, left field with Nimmo stats. I mean, really, it's Lindor. It's Alvarez, unless you have a better catcher. It's Vientos, probably is a DH, and it's Pete. That's it.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, it's not underselling or underselling the Mets and dissing the Mets, and it's not overstating things or being hyperbolic. The Mets simply don't have enough good players, and I've tried to tell everybody that this summer.
But when I say soft, to me that's the same thing as not being able to handle the pressure. Now, maybe you're taking it as they can't take a punch, and this team has proven to take a punch and respond.
Defended on that. That's why I thought you meant more so.
No, I mean, and maybe it's the wrong adjective then to use, but I mean they can't handle the pressure. When they had a chance to win one damn game in 2022 to win that stupid division, they couldn't do it. They went head-to-head. Their three best pitchers were lined up. All they had to do was beat the Braves once, lose the series, win a game, win the division, and move on. They didn't. They got swept. They never got off the mat. They didn't respond in the postseason either. They went weakly against the Padres, and they've never recovered. So when I and then, by the way, I'll take it a step further. You mentioned Pete Alonso, right? Outside of Lindor, Alonso, and maybe even with Lindor, Alonso's supposed to be one of, if not their best players. Mm-hmm. This has been going on for years. Pete Alonso is supposed to be the face of the franchise.
Yep.
If not their best player, certainly their second
had
best player.
Had a chance to do something to the ninth. Popped up. Did nothing.
Pete Alonso's under immense pressure this year. Why? Because he wants a big contract. Now, he could minimize it all he wants. The reality is he's playing this year in a walk year for a big contract. And it's his worst year of his career by far. And as the season goes on and you look at the numbers, what's Pete Alonso struggle with the most? Runners in scoring position.
Yes.
Pressurized at bats. That's what I'm talking about.
I got you.
It's not just a pick on him because it has been the team.
For sure.
To 2022. But when your best player, you know, Mike Piazza got the job done on the clutch 95% of the time. I know you don't know the exact number.
Yeah,
but it felt like.
Mike did damage when he had to do damage.
It felt like. David Wright came up with some clutch hits.
Yep. Derek Jeter was clutch. A-Rod was not, really.
Even Lindor.
We know who's clutch and we know who's not. Jalen Brunson, clutch. Julius Randle? No, not yet. Right. I know I'm jumping from sports, but it's easy to discern who's clutch and who's not.
But
we know.
Correct. And when you talk about Pete, for the Mets to make the postseason this year, you said it yesterday, Pete's going to have to go on a tear. I mean, 14 homers to finish the year with 40, is it that type of tear? Maybe not, but he's going to actually have to start playing like Pete Alonso was expected to play. And to do that, he's going to have to thrive in not only the pressure of his walk year, which he hasn't done yet, mm-hmm. but he's going to have to do it in the pressure of battling for a postseason spot. When the Mets played at their best this year, everybody had them written off. They were dead. They weren't even worth talking about. Now they're back in the conversation, and they're playing the way that they played in 2022, blowing their postseason chances.
Well, I might have to amend something I've said for a while here. All right, now I've said that the Mets aren't going to go to the it's my opinion. I've said it for about 2 months that the Mets would hang around, but they would ultimately fall, you know, painfully short. For Met fans, you know, that they'd be over 500, 83 wins, 82-80. Sal, I'm starting to think that this is going to disintegrate. I think that yesterday there's so much symbolism and not just the Hoctua stuff, which we got into.
I mean, come on.
I mean, but geez. I mean, you know, that actually hit when we were on the air.
They
don't get it on so many different levels, and they have been crushed in the court of public opinion from a PR perspective. And it's not that, you know, listen, I think if you listen to Sal, I don't know if anybody's down to have more fun than me and this guy. Like, we push the envelope here, so it's not like we're, you know, they're two incredibly conservative, you know, prudish minds who are on the air. No, it's just that it was just a bad look.
It was just stupid.
It was infantile. It was really just, it was bad. It was low class, and they missed the boat. And then when you jump out to a 5-0 lead and you lose and it's the A's, and I know the A's aren't the Rockies and the A's aren't certainly the White Sox or one or two. Like, the A's are somewhat competitive, but geez, it's still the Oakland A's who get 5,000 people who go to their games. I mean, we probably know Langoliers. What's that guy's name? We know two or three
The other dude was out. Brookins?
Brookins out. We know two or three names on the team, and one of which, because he berated the Mets the other night, and it's a former Met who they cut. And we know their closer because he throws 105 miles per hour. Who the hell else do you know on the Oakland A's?
Right.
So I don't get too wrapped up. I almost think it's too convenient. Like, well, the Hoctua was stuff, and they were stumbling, and then they flushed the 5-0 lead down the chute. That's got to be the symbolic end of the Mets. I don't want to wrap my mind around that too much, but I feel like it is.
Right.
I feel like the season died yesterday.
Understood. And initially, I think I felt like that, but I am still going to hold out hope and give them the benefit of the doubt that it's not over, only because they've proven to respond. But at the end of it, do I trust that they're going to be a postseason team? I can't, because they have to prove to me that they could play in pressure, which they have not so far. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. David is calling from North Jersey. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, guys? I hope you're wrong. I hope that the Mets do really make a push for the playoffs, but I'm concerned about a Pete Alonso. I think the guy just doesn't have anything left in the tank. He looks like he's over the hill at this point, and he's not that old where he should be looking like this, but the guy looks god-awful, and the Hoctua stuff, to me, would the Yankees ever do that stuff?
No.
That's what I'm wondering. Would the Yankees ever put her out
there like
that?
The Long Island Ducks don't do that.
The fact that we even have to talk about this stuff makes me irate.
Maybe that's the reason. Maybe that's why they did it, so that people do talk about the Mets. Talk Tua. I don't get it.
Right. Oh, Tua. Here we go.
Spit on that dang.
And thanks for the call. We appreciate checking in.
This is going to devolve quickly. I was going to say, if it's 4 hours of hot Tua.
No, I'm not doing it.
Can I say one thing about Pete? Listen, now, this has bothered many of you, and I understand that you're sensitive to it. Pete's your guy. Pete's been a borderline great player, certainly really, really good since he stepped on the scene and broke Aaron Judge's rookie home run record with 53. I've never tried to diss or be disrespectful to Pete. But my long-term assessments of Pete, which is why I've said for about a year or so now, actually more than that, that I would not give him a long-term deal, is I didn't think he would age gracefully.
Right.
And, you know, and trust me, who the hell am I to body shame anybody? He's as strong as an ox. Right. But does Pete's body look like it's going to be, like, bouncy and athletic like when he's 35? No, I don't see that.
But he's not athletic and bouncy now.
I understand that. But the deterioration from being an average athlete as you age, whether it's bat speed, with pitch recognition, moving your feet at first base, scoring from first on a double. I mean, Pete's a one-trick pony. And if that one trick is not elite, who is he?
And if he's not, Pete Alonso has one job to do. Produce with power and drive in runs. Simple. End of story. And he's done neither this year. I don't even care if he ends up with 40 runs. You got to be able to drive in some runs here. That's what you're there for. If you don't, the Mets don't have a chance. Joe is in Clark. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Oh, hold on. There you go. What's up, Joe?
Joe.
What's up, boys? How's it going today, guys?
Good.
Good, buddy. We're good.
Real quick, guys. I kind of agree with both of you. I agree with BT that it's probably over. If they're not good enough to make the playoffs, but I agree with Sal that they still might have a run in them. Here's what I would do, Sal, going forward. I'll put Vientos at first base next year. I'm not signing Pete. Maybe go out and sign Bregman, put him at third.
But Joe, right now it's not about next year, and thank you for the call. I can't do next year now. We got 40 games to go. Can we focus on now? Like, talk about Pete Alonso now and why you think he's either going to succeed down the stretch or he's not. I can't we can have those conversations. Don't get me wrong.
It's a long winter, Sal.
Today's not the day. They're coming off the worst loss of the season.
Yeah.
And most people feel like, it's over. They symbolically bring out, you know, the first pitch girl or whatever. I don't even want to say the name anymore.
Well, the Mets, they said social media sensation or influence.
Who?
I need to know who's okay. I need to know if Steve Cohen okay.
Who
then.
Thought
I need that
was a good idea? And then symbolically, like, it was going away because they were up 5-0.
Yep.
But then typically they you know, let
the
game get away.
11 walks?
It's just,
was it 11, 12?
And again,
how many guys did they walk?
I'm not trying to tie in her throwing out the first pitch to them losing. It's just so
doesn't it seem like
Mets.
It fits.
And that's what drives me up a wall. It'd be bad enough if they just lost the game.
Yep.
But with that on top of it. Anyway, point is, that is a crushing defeat.
Crushing.
One that's tough to recover from. The good thing is, they could easily sweep the Marlins. Now, they have to do that. They have to be able to sweep the Marlins and then move forward. And if they don't sweep the Marlins, BT, I don't know.
Do you
know
think they're going to sweep the Marlins?
I think they could. Yeah.
Well, of course they could. Do you have a great sense of Met fans in front of us, right? Met fans, Yankees, what do we got? Met fans, raise your hands, right?
I see a lot of Yankees.
Okay, so I'd say if there's 100 people in front of us, 50, maybe not quite 50-50, whatever. Met fans, you think they're sweeping the Marlins, or do you think they choke away a game? We know that they have to, but do you think that they're going to? The consensus is no.
Yeah.
And I agree, because
I will say that I'll go on record as saying I believe they're going to sweep the Marlins.
I don't. I think that they'll win two, but I don't think that they'll sweep them.
Okay,
they're not good enough to sweep anybody.
Oh, that's not true. They've swept people before.
Well, and it's the that's where you get the Yankees thing in there. They swept the Yankees.
Well, right, okay.
They did.
But the Marlins also aren't what they were. Like the
idea. Neither are the Mets.
No, I know that. But the Marlins traded off guys at the deadline. Like,
yeah.
And here's why. I'm not just saying that because it's the Mets versus the Marlins. I'm saying it because this Mets group, when they've been pushed, when they've been buried, they've responded. But there's a difference of sweeping the Marlins and still making the postseason. The reason why the postseason stuff is because they're going to have to go head-to-head. You're not backing in to the postseason spot with the way that the Braves are playing. They're going to have to go head-to-head, toe-to-toe, mano-e-mano with Atlanta. Oof. And I don't think they could do it. Sweeping the Marlins? Sure. And they're going to have to keep their season alive. The other stuff, I don't think so. BT and Sal on the Fan, just getting started here on this Friday, live from the Javits Center, Fanatics Fest. More of your calls when we return.
All right, we will get to those calls. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal. Sal, Fanatics Fest, that's where we are. Fanatics Fest NYC is coming to the Javits Center. It's already here, and it's all weekend, as we'll host Hall of Famers Tom Brady, Derek Jeter, the Manning brothers, hundreds more. The place is absolutely insane. I mean, there is something for everybody. UFC, WWE, every major sport represented. It's in merch, it's autographs, it's incredible. Rare baseball cards and so much more. We're here all weekend, as I said. So make sure you come on out, give it a shot. For tickets and information, just go to fanaticsfest.com. That's fanaticsfest.com. Use promo code WFAN, get 15% off. Promo code WFAN, 15% off there. That's fanaticsfest.com. Fanatics Fest, the largest gathering of sports collectibles and athletes ever.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.